Alan Crosland, a director best known for his groundbreaking work in early sound cinema, left a lasting impact on film history with The Jazz Singer in 1927. However, his contributions extended beyond that singular achievement, and among his works was Song of the Flame, a 1930 musical film produced during Hollywood's transition from silent pictures to talking films. It was a lavish Warner Bros. Production, released in early two-tone Technicolor, marking an ambitious attempt to merge operetta-style music with the still-evolving technology of sound cinema. Unfortunately, like many early color films, Song of the Flame has been lost to time, with only fragments and soundtrack elements surviving. This is Land of the Lost, Song of the Flame. Based on the 1925 Broadway operetta of the same name, Song of the Flame was an extravagant production that captured the opulence of its stage counterpart. It told the story of a romance set against the backdrop of a Russian revolution, featuring a score by George Gershwin's frequent collaborators, Herbert Stothart and Oscar Hammerstein Zacou. The film starred Alexander Gray and Bernice Clare, two actors frequently cast in early musicals of the era, and featured a strong supporting performance from Noah Beery as a villainous revolutionary leader. Warner Bros., eager to capitalize on the talkie craze, promoted the film heavily as a high-quality sound spectacle, boasting elaborate song sequences and large-scale set pieces. Despite its initial appeal, the film did not achieve the same level of success as some of Warner Bros. Other early musicals, such as Gold Diggers of Broadway. By the mid-1930s, the studio had largely abandoned the two-tone Technicolor format in favor of more advanced three-strip Technicolor, and many early color films were either discarded or allowed to deteriorate. It is believed that the last known prints of Song of the Flame were lost in studio vault fires or simply due to neglect, a fate that befell numerous other films from this experimental period. Today, only the soundtrack on Vitaphone discs and a handful of still images remain, offering glimpses into what was once an ambitious cinematic endeavor. The loss of Song of the Flame is a reminder of how fragile early film history can be. The transition from silent to sound, coupled with evolving color technologies, led to the disappearance of many productions that failed to be properly archived. Despite its absence, the film remains a fascinating piece of early Hollywood history, reflective of Alan Crosland's vision and the industry's rapid transformation at the dawn of the sound era.
To everyone who loves the taste of tradition, come enjoy a classic Wisconsin fish fry at Culver's.
I'm Genesis from Culver's in Claremont, Florida. And here, family fish fry is a part of who we are. We've been serving up fish fry favorites for over 40 years, all thanks to the Culver Family Roots and Wisconsin Supper Clubs, the place where the fish fry was perfected. If you're craving something crispy on the outside and flaky on the inside, you've got to try our hand-battered North Atlantic cod. It's perfectly seasoned and my personal favorite. Or if you're in the mood for a little extra crunch, our lightly breaded butterfly jumbo shrimp hits the spot every time. Whatever you order, I promise it will be made with love by a team who cares, because we want every guest to feel like family. That's just how we do it in Wisconsin. Dive into delicious with all your fish fry favorites at Culver's.
From Wisconsin with love, welcome to delicious.